Hey guys, you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates, and we're brought to you by Eastwood. Do the job right with Eastwood. Well, I don't know what you've heard about the big giant magazine shakeup, but it happened again. A few months ago, there was a bunch of different magazine titles that were absolutely cut, just vaporized into thin air. Some that were near and dear to me, and again, it happened. The entire Tampa division, the Tampa offices, and all the people that work there, all told 6,000 jobs, have vaporized into thin air with the magazine and print industry. Now, you see both sides of the debate going, oh my gosh, how could this happen? The polar opposite of that is, wow, we saw it coming. Nobody reads magazines anymore. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter what your opinion or what side of the argument or even the debate that you fall on. The truth is it sucks. And it sucks because people have lost their livelihoods. And that's never good. This economy it's crawling back, but it's hobbled with red tape and bureaucracy and EPA strangleholds and all these things that, yeah, that's a whole other debate. We're not even going to get into that. But private enterprise has a hard enough time anyway. It's just a sign of the times, I guess, and it makes me really, really sad. I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed that it's actually true, that magazines are going away. A paper magazine is going away. Some of the popular hot rodding since 1962 has graced the newsstands, and I was born in 1963, so it's my age and it's dead. And I can't really even find words to talk about the gravity of this in the sense that it's a shift. It's a change, and it's a big one. You can look back at pivotal moments in history, the death of disco, the onset of the EPA regulations after 1974, the death of horsepower, and the need for cars to become more efficient, and performance was sacrificed. And, you know, all these changes bring about improvements, and that's the truth. That's the truth. That's what I have to keep my eyes on. Change brings improvement. And typically, something like print, if it dies, what's it being replaced with? Well, the easiest answer to that is social media. It's an immediate information exchange, and arguably most of it's free. Magazines, well, they're getting towards $10 a pop on the newsstands. You get a subscription, well, they nearly give them away. Haven't figured that one out yet. But magazines are expensive, and they're expensive to buy because they're expensive to make. And, you know, the whole green movement, keeping trees, making sure that we're reforesting, we're replanting, I get that. I subscribe to that, and I participate in recycling. But I want my magazines back. Damn it. Damn it, I want my magazines. I want to be able to read a magazine. And you know why? It's because my dad read magazines. And it's because I've got issues that are markers in time for me. I love the format. I love turning pages. You know, and do I read them on the pooper? Yeah, sometimes. But that's not why I love them. I just miss it. I'm sad for it. I'm nostalgic. But I also know that whatever's coming next, there's a good chance that it's bigger, better, faster, and going to be something that we can enjoy a little bit more. And, you know, we can look back and say, remember when? We do. In 1970, a big block Chevy made all kinds of noise, and it also made all kinds of pollution, and it stunk, and, you know, you get teary-eyed behind the car with it sitting idling. Well, in 2005, you know, an LS engine, double the horsepower. Way more efficient. Multi-speed transmissions. Cake, yes. Eating it too, yes. All that stuff. I get it. It took a while, but cars came back around. My hope is that the way to which we learn information and read about trends, hobbies, and things, all that will find a way. I think it will. There's way too many of us that are still hanging on to the fact that we love to build cars, and we like to improve our cars, and there's a throwback to the nostalgia of hot rodding, and I think it'll prevail. I guess my point right now is that it just bums me out that I'm seeing the demise of what I grew up loving. I don't know that I can articulate it any better than that. What's come about a lot more lately is what people refer to as a blog, and it's just basically kind of a free-form essay online in whatever subject. Well, blogs are great if you got time to read them, and if you can find what you're looking for. I'm used to the magazine showing up in the mailbox, and a blog doesn't do that. I've got to go hunt for the blog unless I subscribe to it, and then I got to give out personal information and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. The blog is not a replacement because, well, it's just not. Then we have our old friend YouTube. You gotta love YouTube. I've spent a lot of time watching fail videos on YouTube. It's fun stuff. And there's also some horrible stuff on YouTube. And you know, it's content. It's free content. And that's a beautiful thing. But it opens the door to content with no integrity and no consequences either. You know, somebody posts up an article that says, here's how you bleed your brakes, and if they have some dubious homemade method and you follow it and your brakes fail, and you where are you going to go? It's kind of a buyer beware situation. So it makes me nervous about all the content because some of it's garbage. So is online free video, whether it be YouTube or other sites, is that the answer? Is that the replacement to the magazine? No. And flipping around online, I stumbled across Hot Rod Magazine, hotrod.com. Kind of cool. I like that magazine. And they integrate video and text stories and archived footage and online features and advertisers because, let's face it, that's what makes the world go round is money and advertisers. And there's no shame in that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just something we've come to know. So that's no different whether you have a magazine in your hand or whether you're looking at a virtual magazine or an online article, there's going to be advertisers. I don't dislike the Hot Rod Magazine stuff, and I don't dislike the premium content idea. Even though the Hot Rod stuff is free, premium content means that you pay a membership and you subscribe to it, and it's a monthly fee. It's typically very small. Here's my problem with all of it. I can't take my laptop and roll it up and stuff it in my back pocket or toss it on the seat of the truck or bring it into work with me and try and sneak it into my desk drawer and read it while I'm supposed to be doing something else. I got to commit and open up a laptop or get out a tablet and I don't know. So it's not portable. The internet's everywhere, but the internet is not really portable. That's going to start a whole bunch of hate mail saying, well, you got a tablet, you got a phone. Yeah, I do have a tablet. I do have a phone. I'm not going to read and watch stories for any amount of time on my phone. I'm not going to do it. I don't like it. It's too small. I've got a giant TV in my den because I wanted big video. I don't want small video. So a magazine on my phone, I don't know, maybe there will come a time to where that's the only place I can look at stuff, but right now, I don't want a magazine on my phone. So where does this end up? It's a hypothetical question, but it's a real question too. Where, because everything always progresses. Like I talked about earlier, everything is on its way to somewhere else. And we're all in transition, and you know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. Whatever, however you want to put it. But where is the magazine going to land? And I'm curious to see. I hope I'm around to see. And I hope it's bigger, better, and faster. And I guess it remains to be seen. But I'm allowed to be wishy-washy about it. And you are too. We're allowed to voice our opinions. And I know I'll write a blog. Seriously, I might. Regardless, thanks for listening to Shop Talk. I'm Kevin Tates. You've just listened to me vent and whine and moan. But all that means is that this stuff matters to me, and I hope that's okay with you guys. But regardless, keep checking in with us at the Eastwood Company. The Improve Your Skills contest is still active, and I'm sure they're going to have other cool contests after this one. So keep checking in with Eastwood. Keep checking in with us. We thank you for listening to Shop Talk and sending some questions in. I actually got some great questions that I couldn't include in this episode because I'm still doing research to get the proper answers. However, we're going to be spotlighting some questions that we've got in, and it could be your turn. So thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Tates. We are brought to you by the Eastwood Company. Do the job right, with or without magazines. with Eastwood.